Thank you. Emily, can you hear me? She can? You can? Oh, that's right. There's a delay, guys. Please be kind if I'm a mess. I think that's the last line of that song. That was Rufus Wainwright, Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. And before that, we did some Stones. And before that, all right, she gave us the thumbs up. Thanks, Emily. And before that, some Julie Andrews and Camelot doing The Lusty Month of May. So we are a mess today. We were late, but Emily's going to let us go a little late, so that's good. And we are a mess today. I will repeat that because we're a mess. But we're doing the show anyway, and I'm glad to be here because a lot of times this show will regulate me. And today, of all days, it is crucial, as anybody who is one of my 0 to 5 listeners knows. Sometimes, and the best shows in my mind are the ones where I imagine that I have 0 listeners. So today is a 0 listening show, listeners show, saved by 0. So I have definitely in my mind 0 listeners. That's how I'm getting through this one and how I'm going to enjoy it. I had this idea even way before today, way before. I think when last month's show was done, I knew I wanted to do a show on desire. And not just, you know, lusty desire, but desire in many forms. And I was going to play a lot of songs that were desire flavored. And that was one of them. And Rufus Wainwright is a super, super desirous artist for me. Every one of his songs, I just gotta, God damn it. Now I know I have a listener. And this listener is going to be honored today. That's one of my plans for today. I'm going to put my phone away so I don't see any messages. Let me go back. So, yes, Rufus Wainwright is wonderful, and he's very, very just dripping with desire. Now I'm losing my train of thought. So we're going to play another song while I figure it out, and we're going to play another Rufus song, and it's going to be wonderful. Thank you. right. That was Rufus. Again, Rufus Wainwright. I love him. That gave me, bought me some time to get my bearings. Okay, we don't have that much time. I think we got 5 extra minutes bought into the show because we were late and it's our fault. But I do want to, because the last month I talked about being in the play at Caltech and how wonderful and exciting that was going to be. But that was the birthday show, and it happened. It was almost impossible to mourn because other things came up just as it was ending. Intense things that we won't get into. But it's only been the last couple of days that I've been able to really feel the absence of that experience and it leaving my body and consciousness. So I didn't want to have my show today and not give it its kind of farewell and its due and its honoring because it's important to me. So I'm going to do that. And I wanted to talk about that, and I promised I would on the birthday show. So I will. And it's just me, and I'm pretending it's only me. And I wanted to talk about each and every person that I worked with just to say one or two words because I have to. There were 11 people in the cast, and their names were Tiffany, Utkarsh, Annie, Elizabeth, Mariam, Jessica, Doug, Henry, Manan, and Josh. And of these, I just wrote down a couple of words to sort of honor them. And for Tiffany, the word was simply simplicity. And that may sound like a word that is simple, but it, to me, it is a very pure word because that is how I saw her work. That is how I saw her spirit. And to me, that is a very, very special quality, especially in an actor. It's a very rare thing, and it's something that I always want to work with and I would cherish. So much so that when she had a monologue, I would there was a point where I was supposed to come out and be in the space when really it was her monologue. So I found a way in the last couple of performances to not be there. Well, that was me. Not be there because it just had to be her space. So I figured that out. But anyway, I'm being esoteric. Utkarsh, he breathes, I laugh. That's all I have here because that's all he does to make me laugh. Just exist. Annie, I have the perfect woman. And that's, I think, unfair, but it is meant in a very loving way because she seems to have so many incredible talents and qualities and skills and abilities and reserves. But I do think that's unfair. I think I wish I'd come up with something a little better. So I'll work on that. Elizabeth, multitudes inside her. I took a photograph of her that I thought captured that. Mariam, as deep as the Marianas. I think that speaks for itself. Jessica, I just have the word kinetic because that is her. Doug, good angel, indeed, Randy Angel. Henry, I have Malkovich's tongue. And then I don't have anything for Manan and Josh written down because these were the only two of the cast that I actually worked with, and I didn't realize that until just the other day, that I actually did not act with any of these except for Mariam, like a little tiny bit. I didn't actually act with them except for these two, Manan and Josh. And I really didn't realize that. That's how much this group got in my skin. So I will say this about Manan to start, and then I'll leave Josh for last because he was the title character. This is a guy who had to endure being the avatar, but for not for one, but two prominent figures in my life. And one of those figures was someone who is very sacred to me and dear, and who he actually resembles, and that's not something he knew, so physically resembles. And then a second figure who embodied hell on earth for me and actually kept me in hell for some years. But we will not name names, of course. So that might explain how I could go from having an adoring gaze to a steely kind of another type of countenance when working with him. But this was a guy who, without any formal training except for the training he had at Caltech, was probably one of the most adventurous actors and spirits I'd ever worked with. So a person, even though he resembled someone who was very meaningful to me, he also took on, a force of his own. So I will say that, and I will pretend I'm saying it to nobody. And really, really special guy. And has given me a great, great appreciation and hope for all millennials. And then there's Josh, who was, now I see, is like this huge tree that everybody sort of hung off of, including myself. And he was like a brother to me. And I remember when we would do our first scene together, where we're all around surrounding him. I would look him in the eye, and we would sort of lock eyes, and there was a safety there. So I always felt very safe with him. And I also imbued him with my brother's spirit, who passed away and who followed me and was with me for this experience the whole time. And who was sort of who this was for, really. I dedicated it all for. So I got through that honoring of everyone. I also want to honor the director, Randy, and I also want to honor Nadine for all they did and for bringing me in. I had to do that, guys, because this is for me as much as for anybody else. And we're going to play another song, and we're going to go to something old, something very old, and something very also dripping with desire from a time long, long gone.
Oh, show us the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
Oh, we must find the next whiskey bar. Oh, if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Show 4 years and it's still rough. Okay, that was The Fix, and before that The English Beat. So I did The Fix because I wanted to make sure to get at least one or couple of songs in there that had to do with desire, that were was a desire for things other than people, desire for truth, desire for peace, desire for, well, in this case, I think it's, I take it as desire for truth. So that's where I'm, my mind is right now. It's in this place of desire. And the way I see desire, if you're a Buddhist, or a lot of misinterpretations of desire, if you're in that sort of space, is that it's something that causes discomfort, because you, if you desire something, you lack it. But the way I see it, and the way I've been seeing it for a while now, is that it's something that should be enjoyed, just to have the desire of the desire for something, means you can play with it and appreciate it and use it for all sorts of things to inspire you, to help you create, and they can become your playthings. And a lot of times, once you get something you desire, there is a gap between what you think it is and what it actually is. So sometimes when I'm in that place of desiring, I like to stay in that place for as long as possible and play with it and enjoy just being there. So that I wanted to really, really get to, because all of this music that I've been playing for a month now has to do with that, and it's been, I've enjoyed it immensely. The desire for wisdom, the desire for spiritual, you know, enlightenment, et cetera, et cetera. So before I go, because we only have 5 more minutes and Emily's getting ready for her show, so I want to make sure we play something else. I had so many Rufus Wainwright songs that I wanted to play, but you can't play them all. And I thought, which one are we going to go out with? And since we only have 5 minutes, I'm going to do the one that is, it sounds really happy. And I think he's so tongue in cheek. But it sounds very joyful and happy. I've never delved into the lyrics enough, even though that's very unlike me, because I always want to hear the story. But it is, the name of the song is April Fools. So that is quite meaningful to me. But I have to play the song because it feels so good. So before I go and say thank you to everyone, and now I know 2 of you guys are listening, thanks a lot for breaking the illusion. That's okay, because you're both awesome. I want to thank Kate Chung. I want to thank Emily. I want to thank all of my beautiful, gorgeous people that I did that play with at Caltech. You are in my skin, and I'm just brimming and overflowing with tears of joy for every moment spent and every experience, highs, lows, whatever, that we had together. And amazing. I cannot be more thankful. I'm gathering strength for the next chapter that I need to summon armies of strength for. And that's what I'm doing, and it's great. And we're going out. April Fools, have a great Sunday, you guys.